All right. Hey, how's everybody doing? This is the Corey Jones Show. I'm Corey Jones. You can also find me at safetyman.co, safetyman.co, where we do everything to keep you safe at safetyman.co. Firearms training, taser training, active shooter training, verbal de-escalation, anything we can do from crisis management standpoint to keep your home, your office, your school, your house of worship, any place you have a lot of people to keep you safe and help you make good choices. It's safetyman.co. I'm here with a great entrepreneur, a good friend, and a local business person, Devin DeNova from TCS South Jersey and Keller Williams, Morristown.
Yes, sir.
You got a lot of letters and a lot of titles, so just tell me what's going on, Devin.
Now, so most people know me. I am a co-founder, partner at TCS South Jersey with Keller Williams. We are a platinum real estate team, helping people buy, sell, invest in real estate in Philadelphia also and in South Jersey. You know, we're a tight-knit family company. We'll easily help over 100 families a year within the area too. But not just in real estate. We pride ourselves on just being an inspirational company to make everybody else around us know that they can come to us for anything, not just real estate needs. Maybe it's they need a contact for anything, financial services or, you know, contractors, handymen, it doesn't matter. We always want people just to reach out to us if they need anything, because we know if we serve the community the best way we possibly can, you know, our business will prosper and we'll get those referrals from our friends, family, and network.
I tell you what, that's definitely true, because I've bumped into you in so many different circles. And you're a very inspirational person. I just want to let you know that. I did some consulting work with your Keller Williams and Morristown office, and you know, your name came up and said, "Hey, we need to introduce you." And then you, during the pandemic, you reached out to me. You were helping local businesses, you know, just get their names out there during the pandemic and talk about some of the services you offer via Zoom. So, can you talk about how that has helped you and helped the local community too?
Yeah. So, you know, once the coronavirus hit, and a lot, you know, I know our Philadelphia business was on lockdown for the first week or so in New Jersey. It was kind of like nobody was really doing anything. So I was like, you know, what can we do like now to, you know, listen, I have a family. We got to continue finding ways to grow our business. And, you know, the one thing that popped to mind was like, all right, how could I serve others from home? Like, how could I help others from home? How could I build brand awareness from home? And what I started doing was reaching out to the local, you know, my network, the local township pages on Facebook, and asking for business owners and saying, hey guys, listen, I want to do business at Meet the Local Business Owner Spotlights to help you guys promote your business. And because there was a lot of businesses that still could be supported, but most people assumed that with the coronavirus, everything was closed.
Right.
So that was one of my biggest missions was, hey, if you are still able to operate and be supported and people can still use your services, hey, let me, you know, let's do an interview. I'll save that interview and I'll drop it on my social media networks and I'll drop it into the Facebook group pages to get you as many views as we possibly could. And it was awesome. I mean, not only was I able to help get thousands of views to local business owners, but I was able to create a lot of relationships, right? And, you know, and whether it's this year or next year, whatever that may be, it will turn into real estate opportunities. I know that, but the friendships, and this is an opportunity that was created from there. I've known you, Corey, for a couple of years now, just from people in my network utilizing your services, talking great about you. And you were one of the people. I was like, you know what? Let me reach out to him. Most importantly, because in this time when businesses are eventually able to be open, you know, there's going to be social distancing rules. People, you know, are not in the best headspace right now, too, with everything that's going on. So there could be a lot of anger or frustration or, you know, people, hey, make sure you're keeping 6 feet away from me, and there could be scuffles, right? So I was like, man, that'd be great for him to come on and teach these business owners how to open their business and stay operate, you know, operate their business and try and eliminate any kind of issues that could possibly happen, fights within their businesses and stuff like that, de-escalation of potential issues that could potentially happen too. So I was excited just to have you on to, that was like a coaching consultation for a lot of the business owners and also an opportunity for them to utilize your services too. So, and it built this relationship.
Indeed it did. Indeed it did. I want to thank you for that. And I just want to let everybody know that, you know, Devin is a great coach. He used the word coach a couple of times, and just sitting out just before we came on live, he was talking about some of the coaching that he does. So I'm going to ask you now, just a couple tips, or talk about like the coaching community that you're building.
Yeah. So one, being a partner at TCS South Jersey, you know, not only am I involved with helping people buy, sell, invest in real estate, but my big shift now is bringing on, you know, talented agents, current agents, or people that want to build the life that God was allowed me to create with the real estate business. And my big passion is helping people and coaching, mm-hmm. right? So I built this real estate business by helping people and coaching people sell their house for top dollar, you know, make a great investment in a house that they're purchasing, or how to invest in real estate to eventually get to financial freedom, stuff like that. But my big passion that I realize now is just helping people in general. And one way that I can use my, you know, ability, one of the gifts that God given me was helping, you know, people build a real estate business. So, you know, when you're a leader of a company, you know, I have to coach the agents within my company to be the best leader that I can possibly be. So I coach the agents within our company. I also have a coaching blueprint that I teach to other Keller Williams market centers and local sales teams and businesses mm-hmm. to help them build a business without having to spend a lot of marketing dollars. And that blueprint doesn't just hit on business development, it hits on personal development, because that's the lead domino that's going to help you achieve anything that you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And with one of my coaches that I'm working on, you know, he gave me the idea to build this coaching community. And right now we're starting a Facebook group. It's going to be it's called the Million Dollar Work Week, the blueprint that I created. But I'm building out a coaching community to where people can have a membership to it. It's a big Facebook group of contributors, people that are trying to work on self-mastery. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so not only if you're trying to build a real estate business and join our company to where I can help you do that, but also it gives me the opportunity to help anybody who wants to, you know, be in an environment where people want to create self-mastery, want to work on self-mastery, get better, be inspired on a daily basis, learn strategy on how to shift mindset, how to build business. Mm-hmm. I have a couple business coaches that I hire. One of mine is David Meltzer. He's one of the top coaches in the world. So I'm going to have him do a monthly coaching call with that community once a month too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my goal is just to inspire people and help others. And I know that when I do that, I get better. And I learn something from everybody, whether it's an agent within our company, whether it's a coaching client that I have, or whether it's somebody that's going to be in this coaching community. Mm-hmm. I learn something from everybody, right? And I always want to be learning-based. And the minute you think that you can't learn something from someone is the minute you start slowing down your growth and dying as a person.
Yeah. So I want to break it down. You, one of the first things you said was it's not just coaching about the financial game, but you talked about that self-mastery and that personal. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So, yeah, whether it's real estate or whatever, you know, financial freedom, whatever that is, at the end of the day, you got to get yourself right spiritually, physically, and mentally, because mm-hmm. that's going to be the thing. That's going to be the investment that you got to make that's going to knock down all the other dominoes in your life to be able to be inspired to execute the things that you're being taught that you need to do on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times what I've learned through just, you know, investing in coaching, being coached, being a student of life is, you know, everybody looks for external things, right? And external accountability. Hey, I didn't do this because of somebody else, or because I didn't learn this, or I didn't, you know, I took this course and I didn't learn this, or a lot of times because people aren't executing what they already know. You ever find those people that always brag about how many books they read and they never implement anything, and in 5 to 10 years, they're still in the same spot that they've been in,
right?
But they happen to know all this stuff. But the key is implementation.
Okay.
Right? Just like personal training, fitness, mm-hmm. right? You can have the roadmap to a great diet, right? But you need to execute the diet. You need to show up on a daily basis to hit your exercise routines. Mm-hmm. Right, and that's the same thing with business. And the only way that you even show up to do that is by getting yourself in the right mindset.
Right.
Right? Having that right purpose behind, like internally, working on the internal game that knocks down the dominoes for the external stuff that you need to knock down to hit that goal that you're trying to do. So that's why I say you got to invest in yourself mentally. And one of the ways that I do that is by, you know, I really strengthen my faith in God. And that's one of the big reasons that helped me, like, kind of weather the storms and focus on the right things to do and trying to get the most out of myself. So I have that big faith above me that pushes me. And that's one of the big things that I do. I invest in coaches to help keep me accountable too. Mm-hmm. I invest in my health and fitness. I listen to podcasts. I read books. I try and implement books. And mm-hmm. with me being a coach to my real estate company and the people that I love within our company that also help me too. It's not a one-way street. Is I know that the more I work on myself, the better leader that I'm going to be able to be. And when I coach and help others, it naturally makes me better too and holds me accountable
right.
to not be a hypocrite and not practice what I preach on a daily basis.
So you have like almost four different people that you're accountable to. You're accountable to God, yep. you're accountable to yourself, you're accountable to your family, and then you're accountable to your group.
Yeah.
Right?
So my companies
yeah.
or my group. And listen, you know, through my social media networks, that's a big outlet that I use to help and impact others. So I'm accountable to everybody that I'm, you know, spreading a positive message to every single day. If what you see on my social media that I say that I'm living about or that I say that I'm doing, if I'm not doing that, that hurts me. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, I try and use everything as an accountability tool because I know I need it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors with social media, which, you know, could be very detrimental to mental health. Mm-hmm. But like I say with everything, listen, you can take the good out of everything or you can take the bad. I decide to take the good out of what social media can do. Mm-hmm. And if I find that there's people that I'm following that, you know, portray the bad, guess what? I unfollow them.
Yeah, it's not that hard, right, to hit that's it.
But most people don't do that. So mm-hmm. hopefully that helps somebody watching now. Remember, it's as simple as an unfollow button. What you put in your head on a daily basis is your choice. That's nobody else's fault.
Right, so follow positive messages, 100%. Implement those positive messages. And then, you know, you and I were talking about a common book that we both read that talked about, you know, setting a blueprint that kind of can help keep yourself mm-hmm. really accountable. I know there's a lot of people out there that are struggling with, you know, whatever the election results are, with the pandemic, mm-hmm. with different restrictions about holiday and so forth. What are some like positive tips we can give people to help, you know, weather this storm, like right now, whether they be business or personal?
Yep. Perspective, first mm-hmm. and foremost, you know, gratitude is one of the biggest things. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really, I shared this quote with my team and just with some of my, you know, partners, people in my referral network that I was just trying to help. It's, you can't be stressed and grateful at the same time. It's impossible, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So this is life. It's always going to get tough, right? There's always going to be things that are there to trip you up or to make things hard. But at the end of the day, there's always something to be grateful about. And when you start practicing gratitude, and you know, I follow a lot of influencers, maybe somebody listening to this probably hears this same thing over and over again. But what happens is people hear it, but they don't take it seriously
right.
and they don't practice it. But at the end of the day, there's always something you can be grateful for, right? Hey, you could be in this position right now and you have somebody die in your family, you got fired from your job. Let's keep it real simple. Guess what? You can actually see. There's people out there right now who have no vision and they're blind.
Right.
So it may sound cheesy or super easy, but most of the time we try and make things so much more difficult than they actually are. Mm-hmm. And it's like, listen, there's a million things that you could be grateful for that God has blessed you with, whether it's having two legs to be able to walk.
Right.
Whether it's having arms, hands, eyesight, hearing. Like, mm-hmm. let's break it down to be that simple so it's not that difficult for somebody to express gratitude in their life.
Right.
You know, so there are things that everybody can choose to be grateful for every single day. Remember, internal, which then will motivate them to go after the external things that they're looking to do to grow themselves, to bring them that happiness that they're looking for as far as external results too.
So external results based on internal motivation. We're going to leave for a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about keeping that internal motivation and keeping yourself positive right now and then helping others around you stay positive. We'll be back in about a minute and a half.
Why buy local? When you shop with local businesses, you're spending your money on more than just the item you're buying. You're adding a building block to your neighborhood. It starts with a single purchase, maybe a cup of coffee, groceries from a local co-op, or even a shiny new bicycle from one of the nearly 28 million small businesses nationwide. Your money doesn't stay in the till for long, though. Local business owners use the money to create a lot of economic activity in your neighborhood, like buying from suppliers, many of whom are also local businesses, paying taxes to the city, which builds and maintains the infrastructure we all rely on, employing local workers, contributing to 65% of the net new jobs each year. Add this all together and you've got a recipe for a happier, healthier, more connected neighborhood. Now that's an investment worth making.
I am your personal networking concierge, and I host a show on RVN TV called Connect to Success, where I interview power networkers in the greater Philadelphia and South Jersey area. So join me every week, 12:30 on Thursdays during your lunch break, and now on Fridays at 9 and 9:30 p.m. We'll see you next week.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us during that commercial break. I'm here at Devin DeNofo, and we've been learning so much about internal motivation, personal motivation, and financial, spiritual, and physical health. What I wanted to talk about now is real estate, real quick. The market, you can explain the market way better than I can. So how's the market helpful to people right now?
Yeah, so what we are seeing right now is a South Jersey market on fire. I mean, even Philadelphia, our properties are moving very fast. But, you know, there's a few things that, you know, I find that are because of this. One, even before the pandemic, the market was very good, right? No matter how you look at it, the mortgage rates are very, very low. It's you know, it's a running joke. It's almost like free money right now. Now, what we found that the pandemic has caused, because when this first happened, we were kind of like, nobody knew what was going to be happening. I was like, wow, okay, I'm in real estate right now. Like, I don't even think people are leaving their house. But, you know, we typically get busier and do more volume every single year because I, you know, I have a goal of 100% growth every single year. That's just like my competitive edge. But besides that, I feel like, you know, a lot of people, you know, just make excuses if they're not where they want to be. The pandemic really hurt my business. But what we're seeing is this pandemic has really put some wind behind the sails of the real estate market. Why? Because I feel like a lot of people, and we're seeing, especially in South Jersey, a lot of these people from New York who don't want the city living right now are looking to move to the suburbs, right? They're trying to be away from other people, have more space.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons. And even in Philadelphia, we're seeing, like I said, we do Philadelphia and in South Jersey. You know, our partner with TCS South Jersey is a gentleman named Gaurav Gambhir. We have Ben Oller and we have Kate. They own Keller Williams Philadelphia. They own the condo shops. They own a few market centers in Philadelphia. So strategically, we partnered with them to create TCS South Jersey. So this is an extreme add value to our buyers and sellers because the good thing is, and we're seeing it firsthand, a lot of our offices in Philadelphia have buyers now that they send to us to buy in New Jersey. Right. So we're seeing a lot of Philadelphia buyers come over here. They want to move to the suburbs, whether it's in South Jersey suburbs or the PA suburbs. They want to be out of that city. But a lot of New York migrating over here, too, because they want to be out of the city also.
Right. But you had mentioned about like just people that are working from home, teaching from home.
That's where I was
creating some motivational strategies there, too.
And this was like a light bulb that popped up in my head, too. It's like what's getting more and more desired right now is, well, with people working from home, people want a home office, right? With people working from home and having children that they have to virtually teach from home, they need a finished basement or they need more space, right? So there's a lot of reasons right now to be home more. People want an in-ground pool because they're not going to public areas, public pools. They want to be able to have that big yard, that finished basement for more space, that home office. So, I mean, listen, I personally sold my house and I'm a realtor because I was like, wow, with the way the market is right now, I'm getting a premium for my house. And it allowed me to upgrade with the mortgage rates of today to a house with an in-ground pool and a finished basement that fit my needs a lot more right now with children. So I'm not just preaching it. I'm actually practicing. I actually did it.
Right.
So there's a lot more reason for people to want to upsize because they're taking their businesses home. They're taking their schooling home. They're taking their activities for their children home, whether it's a bigger backyard, a pool, or they just need that more space to go have a catch in their backyard with the children. So this is more urgency that we're seeing why, you know, people are looking to buy or you know, sell their house because they need that extra space. And as a seller, if you're a homeowner right now, I mean, listen, we're seeing multiple bids left and right with all of our sellers. Right? We're beating off buyers from some of these listings, you know? But yeah, it's been a, you know, and thankfully, you know, I want to say like we are blessed to be in the real estate business to be able to help people because on the other side, which you see, we're trying to do our community service and help as many people as we can. There are businesses right now that can't be open. Right. So we're blessed to be in this in this business to where we can still help people and still make an income helping people. But yes, to answer your question, the market is very, very busy right now. If you're a seller, you're making a premium for your house. If you're a buyer, you're being able to purchase with extremely low mortgage rates right now. It is competitive, but listen, we have 12 people on our team too, so a lot of times when we have listings coming up, you know, we can present them to our buyers too, which are very helpful. But, you know, to say the least, it's a very good market right now.
All right. I was really interested. We were talking about in the first half before the break about the personal accountability and the coaching community mm-hmm. that you're putting together. So I want our viewers to be able to find out how they can be part of that community yep. or how they can recommend it to somebody, maybe one of their business leaders and yep. so forth, and what they can expect to get from it.
Yeah, because that's the idea too is, you know, I'm a very big networker. I'm a part of a lot of big you know, Philly Man, Jersey Man magazine. I want to give them a shout out. They're an unbelievable professional networking club that I've been a part of for years. A lot of CEOs, people who run sales teams, or just business professionals, or any other networks, the Burlington County Chamber of Commerce. I'm trying to get to a lot of these business owners who have salespeople because, listen, the membership's only, it's dirt cheap. I always call it lunch money. It's $50 a month. Mm-hmm. I spend thousands a month on coaching.
Right.
But the idea is, man, imagine if you can have your salespeople a part of daily inspirational, motivational strategy dialogue. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
just surrounded by those conversations on a daily mm-hmm. basis, like with their motivation daily going up and ideas on how to get more business, how to have the right mindset, how to work on their health, how to work on their energy on a daily basis. How is that going to help your business when you're talking about, I mean, forget about the salespeople. People in general, you know
yeah,
what I
right.
mean? Like people need to now more than ever invest into their self-mastery, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's their health, their mindset, their fitness, their whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, their faith, right? So I my vision is to build this community to thousands of people. It's only $50 a month. It's the price of a lunch, mm-hmm. right? And I make it, even though it's so minimal, I make there be a charge because what happens is when people, even if it's only $50 a month, exercise that muscle of investing in themselves. When people pay for something, they take it a little bit more seriously than when they get something for free. Does that
indeed.
Make sense?
Indeed.
100%. So even if it's only $50 a month, it's still helping them exercise a muscle of investing in themselves.
Yeah.
And then they take it a little bit more seriously because, and listen, for some people, $50 a month is a lot.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't want to just say it's only $50 a month, but how much are you worth?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I would say everybody that I know is worth more than $50 a month. And I say to people, too, that reach out to me, I'm like, listen, if you don't find $50 a month in value for this community that we're going to build, I'll give you your money back. But when that happens, there's a lot of things that you need to think about. Because if you don't find value in daily motivation, daily coaching, I'm going to have guest speakers, some of the top business coaches in the world. We're going to have Zoom calls, stuff like that. And I want everybody to contribute. There's, like
right.
I said, there's something you can learn from everybody. But with every day people dropping some positive content and you won't be able to see the value in that, you won't be able to get better from that. There's internal things that you need to work on.
Right, right, right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Which I'll be happy to help with too.
Right, exactly. So it's still going to pivot back to yeah. you being able to help that person master their destiny, right?
To, yeah.
You master what you're doing today to help make
yeah.
tomorrow's
and that's not
goals
saying,
easier. Right?
Let me be clear. That's not saying that I've mastered my destiny by any means. No way, Jose. All I do is I like to pour into people what has helped me, what
mm-hmm.
I've learned. You know, we're building a real estate company right now. We're going to serve over 100 people, do close to $40 million in production. You know, I'm in business right now at one of the top entrepreneurs in the world, David Meltzer. And I made that relationship through what I coach on this blueprint,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's a lot of things that I've done that I'm not going to tell you. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm going to teach you how to be a multimillionaire because I'm not a multimillionaire. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to coach you and teach you on what has helped me. And I'm also going to build a community around you with contributors that's going to talk about what's helped them. And then we're all in this together.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
the big thing that I know that it's kind of selfish, but when I help other people, you know, naturally business collaboration just, you know, happens, right? So I'm in real estate. A lot of my communities or my network, when I add enough value, listen, they send my company people that want to sell their house, but that is going to naturally come.
Yeah.
If you're
yeah.
doing it the right way and you listen to how we coach you on how to add value to your network and how to network so that you can build your business while doing it
mm-hmm.
and making friendships.
Yeah, making friendships and building accountability and trust.
That's
so
the key.
It definitely is trust. You're a man of your word. So you promised me two things and you came through on both of those things when you said you're going to do that. Three things, actually. The Zoom call you did.
Yeah.
Then you helped me with de-escalation training for the businesses to
yeah.
serve Marlton. And then you came on my show.
Yeah.
You came on my show to help me mm-hmm. do this. You know, so he, like I said, that trust, that accountability, and that being out there helping people is awesome. So I want to get some final tips on how these guests how our viewers can get into this community and get a hold of you to get this training, this help, and so forth?
Well, first, I would say free 99 is you could just follow me. Facebook, Devin Denofa, my name, I think it's up there. Sorry, I have bad eyesight.
Yeah, it's up there.
Devin Denofa, you connect me on Facebook, Instagram. I'm very active on Instagram. I post my life on Instagram, whether it's business, the new listings that we have, how we're helping people, but also motivational coaching content that's helped me. I post that, I share it with my network. So you can follow me on Instagram. I think it's Devin_Denofa, or just search Devin Denofa. And LinkedIn, too. You can follow me on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn also. Mm-hmm. You can text me or email me. My phone number is 856-577-2694. 856-577-2694. You can text me and say, hey, I heard you on the TV show. I'm interested in joining your community. You can reach me there, or you can give me a call. Or my email is Devin, D-E-V-I-N, at tcssouthjersey.com. That's my email. So you can text me, you can call me, you can email me, you can message me on my social medias. My social media is just my name. Mm-hmm. And I'd be more than happy to set up an expectation call. And we can get you plugged in on the community. Or just follow my pages. And I hope you resonate to a lot of the positivity I try and put out there. You can help, with a lot of the community service events that we do. We're always looking for our network to contribute there, too. We see a lot of success in that. And then obviously I do the one-on-one coaching, stuff like that. And most importantly, if you're looking for a real estate career too, or if you're a realtor and you're looking to be a part of a company that motivates, that provides all the back office, in-house marketing department, coaching, accountability, one of the best training companies in the world, Keller Williams Realty, I'd be more than happy to sit down with you and talk to you about the opportunity to join TCS South Jersey also.
I hope you wrote all that down. If not, you can go to rvntv.tv, The Corey Jones Show, and you can watch this episode. It'll be aired live a couple of different times, and it'll be on the website. And you can hit Devin up. You can hit me up, safetyman.co. We'll connect each other to whatever services you need. That's the show. Come back again next week. Be safe.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate this.
You got it, brother.